You know, every time women talk about abortion, the people on the front line saying about abortion is not a good thing and all that, it's still the same men that, you know, and we're saying no woman is free if she cannot own her own body. So it's we women that we have to awake and say we have to own our bodies.
Da ist Aktivistin Mayan Kasia, eine junge Frau aus Kenia. Sie kämpft für Menschenrechte gegen geschlechtsspezifische Gewalt und Polizeibrutalität, was jeden Tag vorkommt in Kenia. Weil Mayan auch selber Opfer war von solchen Situationen, hat sie etwas ändern. Sie und ein paar andere Frauen sind zusammengekommen und haben die Kayo Social Justice Organisation gegründet. Sie erzählt, was die Organisation macht.
I with my fellow women that we felt these injustices were too much for us, and we felt it's good for us coming on the front line, on being on the front line to fight against injustices. We felt it's us to speak about it because we are the eyes and the voice of the community. So we chose not to be silent about it because I believe that silence kills, and speaking about it, it's gonna bring change. And so we began the Social Justice Center 2018. So I'm one of the co-founders of one of the informal settlement centers that is in Kayole. That's where I coordinate. And what we do in Kayole, we are fighting against police brutality, gender-based violence. And another thing we also do, it's about ecological justice, the issue of social amenities, fighting for social amenities, that is water, housing.
Wasser und Unterbringung. Sachen, was wir fast nicht nachvollziehen können, um das nicht zu haben. Einfach ist es nicht gewesen für den Mayan, um die Organisation zu starten. Vom ignoriert zu werden bis zum Todesdrohungen. Sie sind trotzdem doch weitergegangen, um es gegen das unfaire System zu kämpfen. Das unfaire System in Kenia fängt bei Geburt an. Oder sogar vor der Geburt. Was nicht nur unfair ist, aber auch sehr gefährlich.
They talk about safe abortion. You know, like women in the informal settlement, and especially girls. We cannot say that we are not sexually active. We are sexually active, and you end up being pregnant. And you know, when you get pregnant and not having this conversation on how you can access safe abortion, so girls have to. We've been losing so many girls out of unsafe abortion because they have to access quacks, end up messing them up. So the topic of safe abortion is something that we'll be pushing as women.
Mädchen und Frauen sterben durch gefährliche, illegale und homemade Abtreibprozesse, weil sie die Option vom legal abzutreiben nicht haben. Abtrieb ist nicht das Einzige, mit was Frauen kämpfen in Kenia. Sogar sind Monatshygieneprodukte ein Hindernis, besonders im Moment.
Most girls would access menstrual products from schools, but right now, we are not, girls are not in school. So the cases of teenage pregnancies have raised, they are too high in this country because young girls have to do sex work, child prostitution, for them to get menstrual products. Because, and something that we've been pushing the government, the issue of menstrual products, it should not be a debate, because we understand that menstruation is a natural thing, that women have to menstruate, girls have to menstruate.
Für Hygieneprodukte muss man Kilometer heilaufen oder seinen Körper verkaufen und hoffen, dass man nicht schwanger wird. Mayan und das ganze Team von Kayo kämpft für gratis Hygieneprodukte. Weil eine Frau bekommt einfach eine monatliche Periode. Die aktuelle Pandemie macht das nicht einfacher. Wie vorher erwähnt, kämpft die Kayo Social Justice Organisation auch gegen Polizeibrutalität, Waffenmissbrauch und das Verschüssen von Menschen. Das ist die Spezialität der Polizei in Kenia. Mayan hat uns erzählt, dass in den letzten paar Jahren sich geändert hat, vor allem in der Corona-Pandemie, aber leider nicht auf eine gute Art.
Currently, what police are doing, I've changed their tactic, whereby the cases of enforced disappearance have increased in the informal settlement, or cases of torture, whereby someone disappears from the informal settlement and we later found him or her dead and maybe being thrown either in a certain forest. So they give even the families or the families to the victims. They had time to start searching for their body. And currently we have even one of the comrades that went on missing on April. And up to now we still do not have the whereabouts of that comrade.
Von Menschen auf der Straße zu schiessen, zu Menschen entführen und misshandeln. Es passiert so oft, dass fast jeder jemanden kennt, wer mitgenommen worden ist durch die Polizei und nicht mehr auftaucht. Es ist eine kritische Situation in Kenia und die Pandemie hilft nicht.
People have lost their jobs. Cases of women violence have raised, especially cases of gender-based violence, that is domestic violence, because struggling with basic needs such as food, housing, and water and all that. Cases of human rights violation have increased in terms of police brutality, in terms of gender-based violence, whereby if you get domestic violence has increased, families are separating, children rights are not protected. And currently in Kenya, like start of the pandemic, we had evictions that were done even during the night, and women had to sleep outside with their children, you know. And you know, every time we have a crisis in a country, women suffer a lot.
Mehr mit Maskenträger und in Kenia schlafen Frauen auf der Straße. Ein unfairer Unterschied, der dringend Änderung braucht.